Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Saskatoon on a beautiful fall afternoon. I'm Bob Lilly, Director, Investor Relations. To those joining us on the webcast, welcome to you also, and thanks for your interest in Cameco. We're pleased to provide what we believe will be a very informative lineup of topics today. One of the advantages, of course, of having the workshop here in Saskatoon is that we have access to a wider array of experts within the company, and indeed we're delighted to have each of them on the agenda today. At the end of each presentation, the speakers will take a few minutes for questions. In the interest of time, we would ask that you hold your questions until that QA session. Also, please ensure that you have a microphone in your hand before asking the questions. We have two people that will be circulating with those, so hopefully get them to you very quickly. I would remind you that our presentation does include forward-looking information, which is based on a number of assumptions, and actual results could differ materially. Please consult our annual information form or MD&A for more information. Finally, we would ask that everyone please turn off their cell phones. And so with that, let's begin. Our first speaker is Jerry Grandy, President and CEO since 2003. We're pleased to have Jerry with us today, and he will address Cameco strategy and positioning as an industry leader and how the company intends to lever its competitive advantages amid the growing global demand for clean energy. Jerry.
Well, thank you, Bob, and good afternoon to all. We appreciate very much your interest in Cameco and your willingness to join us on a very, very nice afternoon, as Bob indicated, here in Saskatoon. And for those that are listening via the web, welcome as well. We know that the topic that continues to dominate most discussions, international news reports, political discourse, is the global economic turmoil and the timing and the shape of a recovery. And while a turnaround appears to be underway, and I would say promoted by massive government intervention, investment, we don't know whether that recovery looks like a V, looks like a W, or perhaps a long L. Suffice it to say that credit issues remain challenging for many but all but the strongest companies. The nuclear industry's response to the world financial situation has been both prudent and optimistic. On the supply side, the industry has become more cautious, certainly with its spending, because raising money is now harder to do. And on the demand side, the industry's response has thus far been seemingly less affected. Utilities and governments continue to plan for growth, new nuclear plant construction, predominantly led by China and India, although it is possible that a much prolonged recession could slow down plans for new reactors in these and other nations. Well, at Cameco, we haven't been immune to what's going on. However, I'd say because of the industry that we're in, we've been less affected. We've been able to raise a little bit of equity and debt on favorable terms. And importantly, we are backstopped by reliable revenue streams, as evidenced by our solid financial performance. Our second quarter produced strong revenue, certainly strong cash flow from operations. And considering what has gone on elsewhere in the base metal and energy sectors, the fact that our business units continue to generate cash consistently healthy levels, I think, is notable. And Cameco revenues and ultimately our earnings should hold up over time. Well, you might ask why, and I would say it's because we provide something that the world desperately needs and will always need, and that is clean, reliable energy. And we address this need with what we refer to as the Cameco Advantage. This advantage stems from our low-cost, geographically diverse assets, with mining operations that include controlling interests in the world's largest high-grade uranium reserves. We have excellent organic growth potential and a robust exploration program on 5 continents. We have built a solid customer base, remain focused on our growth strategy that we've pursued for many years, all supported by a very conservative approach to financial management. So what I'd like to spend a little bit of time on today is our strategy for leveraging the Cameco Advantage to build shareholder value. What it all comes down to is steadfast pursuit of the vision which sets the long-term direction, holding fast to our values which act as a compass to make sure that we stay on course, and focusing on achieving our strategic objectives, the objectives that we have over the long term. We, like many others, work on a 10-year strategic plan, which we review and recalibrate every year. Our vision, you would have heard it before, it's been constant, is to be a dominant nuclear energy company, the supplier, partner, employer, and investment of choice in the nuclear industry. It is that vision that brought us unprecedented growth, earnings, and success when the market recovered in recent years, when uranium prices began their upward path to levels that are more reflective of the cost to explore for and exploit uranium. And it is that same vision that keeps us anchored and has kept us solid during the current recession, allowing us to look ahead in anticipation for further expansion and success down the road. While focused on achieving our vision, everything we do is rooted in our core values. These are fundamental, they guide our behavior, and they are set in stone. And we know that safety and the environment come first, followed by our commitment to people. We know that our future depends upon assembling and retaining a talented and diverse team that has a winning attitude, who fit the role that they've been hired to fill. We also need their integrity, which is also one of our core values. And excellence is the remaining core value, and on this one I want to spend a few minutes of your time. Now, Cameco has always espoused this value, but events over the past few years demonstrated that we need to raise the level of our game beyond what is customary in the mining industry. And to do this, we benchmarked against our customers their nuclear safety culture. And we incorporated the lessons we learned from our customers into our daily activities at every site. So it doesn't matter whether you're a CEO, vice president, mill operator, an office worker, every employee at Cameco now owns the duties and assignments, the behaviors in their work. And their duties align perfectly with the vision and the business plans that we adopt annually. And most importantly, excellence, particularly in Cameco, calls for a questioning attitude. We know that if we're to achieve the vision, It is essential that employees feel compelled to question the status quo, raise concerns with supervisors, make suggestions for improvements, work together to embrace lessons learned when mistakes are made. And what all of that means is that we are committed to systematically embedding excellence in everything that we do. And later on, not too much later, you'll hear from Dave Neuberger and Grant Goddard about how they bring that value to life as they discuss in detail their particular operations. You will begin to appreciate how we run the business and how by doing so we will continue our pursuit of outstanding financial performance. We understand very well that outstanding financial performance is the result of consistently growing production. Growing production in a way that is operationally excellent, community supported, and profitably integrated with conversion, fabrication, and enrichment services. This year, we shifted the focus of our growth strategy. We shifted it, I'd say, predominantly but not exclusively toward uranium production after making significant progress over the past 4 years in furthering our desire for additional vertical integration. And at dinner this evening, you'll hear Ken Seitz, and he's going to review the strategic maneuvers that were taken over the past few years. In short, we secured additional conversion capacity, we acquired fuel fabrication, took a big step forward in fulfilling our goal to become vertically integrated through an interest in global laser enrichment. And that entity is developing the next generation of laser enrichment processes. With this downstream positioning now in place, and in response to the attractive outlook for uranium demand growth, and you'll hear Penny Bai talk a little bit more about that later this afternoon, we are now refocusing on Cameco's cornerstone, and that is uranium production. So by 2018, our goal is to double our annual production to 40 million pounds from the existing suite of operating and development assets. We have new mines coming on stream, notably Inkai, which is going to ramp up to 3.1 million pounds for Cameco's account, and eventually target 5.7 million pounds per year. Cigar Lake, you'll hear more about, a superior world-class asset that we expect will generate 9 million pounds of uranium production for Cameco once the remediation and construction activities are complete and we ramp up to full production. And last year's acquisition of a 70% interest in Kintyre, an advanced uranium exploration project in Western Australia, further expands our portfolio of quality uranium assets. It adds the potential for lower cost production and diversifies our geographic reach and our deposit types. We also have a number of additional deposits identified, including Millennium and Centennial, that together with our active programs for exploration in Canada, Australia, Mongolia, U.S., Africa, and South America, are geared toward ensuring Cameco's growth in the years to come. Our production target for 2018 does not rely on further acquisitions, and it assumes that one of our current mining operations, and that would be Rabbit Lake, it assumes that will be depleted in 2013, something we see as increasingly unlikely. However, our strategy is to continue to pursue new assets, either currently producing or close to production, that make good business sense, certainly when the time is right and when the price is right. And I think, as our record shows, we bring a very disciplined approach to growth. We do not intend to overpay. Now, much of our past growth through acquisition occurred when uranium prices were in the trough of the cycle. This was in the late 1990s and early into this decade. We bet heavily at the time on price recovery, and I'd say during that period of time, we acquired some of the best uranium properties in Canada, the United States, and Kazakhstan. And these properties today form the core of our production capability. Our successful long-term contracting strategy has underpinned our strategic plans. Cameco has built long-term trusting relationships with customers and other stakeholders, and these relationships will serve us well as we continue to invest in growing our production profile. To optimize returns, we seek to upgrade our contract portfolio, increase the prices that we realize. We intend to maintain a balance that provides leverage to higher prices and protects us against lower prices on the downside, and all the while ensuring flexibility to address variations in supply and demand that we identify with the presence we have in the market. In the current volatile uranium market, with the recent history of strengthening and then weakening prices, but predominantly while the price was strengthening, the strategy that we pursued has allowed Cameco to add increasingly favorable contracts to our portfolio, while maintaining sensitivity, as I said, upside to future price movements. On the cost side, we seek to reduce operating costs, improve plant reliability. We are prudently investing in our production infrastructure, certainly in new technology, business improvements at each and every one of our operations. At Key Lake, many of you would know, we are currently refurbishing the mill, putting in new equipment, and that includes an acid plant and an oxygen plant. And these actions should assure that the world's largest uranium mill will remain available and viable for decades to come. But right from Cameco's inception in 1988, we have been an integrated producer. We've always had fuel services, refining, and conversion. So while our focus is on growing our uranium production, we are mindful that we are a full-service provider to our utility customers and that this capability allows us to expand our overall market share. If we look further down the nuclear fuel cycle, well, we see the laser enrichment activity that we're engaged in. We see that that holds the promise of offering customers a competitive source of diverse and secure enrichment to fuel their expanding fleet of nuclear plants. And in July, GLE announced the startup of the test loop, intended to evaluate now this third generation of laser enrichment. They expect to have sufficient data within a 12-month period to make a decision on whether to proceed to a commercial-scale facility. In power generation, we will manage our Bruce Power nuclear electricity business to maintain steady cash flow and to gain exposure to new generation opportunities. Our 31.6% partnership interest in the Bruce B units contributed last year $141 million to pre-tax earnings. In periods of low electricity prices like we are seeing currently in Ontario, Bruce's agreement with the Ontario Power Authority ensures that there is adequate cash flow available to fund operations and sustaining capital and provide the owners with a significant return on our investment. As you know, private nuclear generation projects are being considered in Alberta and in Saskatchewan. And these are the type of ventures that Bruce Power, with its expertise, being the only private holder of a license, could leverage to add value for its owners. And finally, as we have often stated, gold is not part of our vision. So we will sell our investment in Centerra at the appropriate time. And when we do, we'll redeploy the proceeds, the value in our core uranium business. Well, successful execution of our operating and marketing strategy drives our growth and our financial performance. With our conservative approach to financial management, we maintain a solid financial position to support the growth plans over the long term. Our financial partners have recognized our inherent strength, the merits of a prudent approach, by providing capital on favorable terms this year. This month, we placed $500 million of senior unsecured debentures. With the capital market, capital from our financing activities, the cash flow generated by operations, we are now in a very strong position to continue the pursuit of our growth strategy. Well, in terms of financial leverage, we target a capital structure of less than 25% net debt to total capital. From time to time, we're prepared to exceed that level temporarily in order to pursue attractive opportunities. But then we'll bring it back to that level. The ratio at the end of June was 12%. As our corporate strategy unfolds, we track our financial performance mainly by four metrics: adjusted net earnings, cash provided by operations before working capital changes, return on average capital, and total shareholder return. We believe that these non-GAAP metrics provide the best reflection of our financial performance as a whole. They are integral to our strategic planning process. They are integral to the compensation system at Cameco. We use cash flow before working capital changes to exclude the significant impact of the timing of sales and the deliveries that are dictated by our customers. ROAC measures our efficient use of capital. Our performance based upon these measures was strong in 2008, with the exception of total shareholder return, which has in part rebounded this year. So, in conclusion, Cameco has been performing well throughout the economic downturn. It is well positioned as an industry leader to benefit from the growing demand for clean energy in the years ahead. We are absolutely excited about the unwavering fundamentals of this business. We are focused on executing the strategy which we've maintained over the years by leveraging what I describe as the Cameco Advantage for the benefit of all of our shareholders. So again, I thank you for joining us this afternoon, and I hope through the course of the day that we'll generate a lively debate and lots of questions. Thank you very much.
Any questions for Jerry?